Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
In the Summertime, from Mongo Jerry, thanks to Greg White. Derby Class of 1971 for the music. Ron Allen joins us. Coach Allen was at East High for many years, one of the winningest and most successful high school coaches in City League history. Coach Allen, that's the nicest things I've ever said about you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I'm doing just fine, and thank you for that.
Well, Jeff and I both have tremendous respect for you, and you've been a leader not only in our school system and in the City League, but also in our community. And I know I wanted to visit with you about the state of things in our country right now with all the civil unrest, because you were a kid growing up here in Wichita in the 60s. You witnessed all that went on then with the civil rights movement. You were a young guy, but I know you were obviously tuned into that. How does this compare in your estimation?
Well, unfortunately, it takes you back to those places that I experienced growing up. And it wasn't, I guess it's the feeling, the emotion that's tied into it, and it doesn't feel good at all. I mean, it really, when something stays on you night and day, you wake up with it, you go to sleep with it, you know it's an issue that you're dealing with emotionally, but it's just not solved yet.
Yeah, I think, Coach, the City League misses you so much for not just the contributions in basketball, but just the way you dealt with and coached and talk to the young men that played for you. I know you're still involved in basketball, but what would you tell a kid or your players of that high school age if they came to you with just questions about what's going on in the world? How would you discuss that with a high school age kid?
Well, today, you know, I'd have to say that my processing skills would be a little different than it was 50 years ago. You know, I think I would be just like the kids that's out there now being, you know, aggressive and being angry and those kinds of things. I've seen that, and I experienced that as well. But now, today, I think we can solve issues by just using our heads and getting involved in the process that could make things different, you know, through going, channeling that emotion in the right directions. Like, you know, I think this whole issue of George Floyd is allowing us to wake up, come to the table. Let's talk about issues. Let's talk about racism. Let's see what we can do to try to make it better. Okay, and let's work together. It's gonna take an effort like that cognitively to solve the problem, and we can't just do it violent. We can't just throw rocks and bricks and water bottles to make a change. We're going to have to get to the table and sit down and actually work things out and demand change through our intelligence.
Ron Allen, our guest, formerly the head basketball coach at East High School. I believe you're still helping your son at Newman. Is that correct, Coach?
Yeah, the last 3 years I've been able to stay on the staff and work and just kind of be around and give whatever advice I can. I don't know how much help I've been, but I'm there and I'm enjoying it and things are working out just fine.
So you mentioned the parallel between the 60s and today, and of course that movement, the civil rights movement, was led by so many, including Dr. Martin Luther King. I don't know that we've identified that kind of person here with this movement, but there is a lot of talk about how it's the time has come and it feels like this could be a turning point and this is the time to take action. Do you have faith any of that will happen?
I sure do, and I was really impressed and felt good about the march just last Saturday down there in front of the police station. Me and my wife both drove down just to be a part of it, to see it. And I was so impressed with the diversity of the group of people that was down there. Back in the 60s, it seemed like it was just black versus white at that point. We had a stance and they had a stance. But now that it's more of a humanistic movement where everybody that sees some wrong is stepping up saying, I'm on the side of doing it right versus being on the side of doing it wrong. And that made me feel good. I think our community needs to be applauded for the overall effort of everybody in the community and not just one group of people.
What do you think, Coach, that success is? I know we talk a lot about police reform and making sure that nobody that is, ill-hearted gets on the police force. Is that actually doable, do you think? I mean, how do you define success in this movement where, there's so much that's a variable. You don't necessarily, can you just clean out police forces of bad people, or will they always be there?
Yeah, I think accountability has got to be a driving force with getting things back where they need to be. And I think, the accountability needs to be in place, and these guys are going to have to respond to that. And if they don't, then, they lose their jobs and just make it difficult, just like it is in the workforce for everybody else. You just can't go out and make an arrest and rough somebody up and come back and write up a report and that's over and done with. No, I think it needs to be censored. I think it needs to be looked at. I think there needs to be a committee of people that go over that. And if it's not done right and it's done inconsistently, that person needs to have his job taken from him.
We're talking with former Wichita East basketball coach Ron Allen, and I think that this is such this topic deserves so much attention, in my opinion, and I think it's good that we're starting to talk about it. We certainly want to talk about it on this show. We want others to talk about it. We want to get past this, and it's encouraging to hear you say that you believe that's possible. But in the year 2020, are you surprised, shocked, dismayed that we're still dealing with this level of racism in this country?
Yes and no, because I believe what has happened is the racism that we saw in the 60s, it appeared to have gone away in the workforce, and we got better jobs and we got chances to live where we wanted to live and these kinds of things. But what happened was it shifted. It didn't go away. It just disappeared from where we were functioning that on a daily basis. And now we find it's kind of landed in law enforcement, and that's where a big portion of it is right now. and we've got to just root it out of there. You know, we got to keep marching, keep protesting, keep demanding, you know, that we're not going to tolerate that type of behavior in our law enforcement, and just root it out of there. Maybe it'll go somewhere else. I don't know. But every time we see it, we have to address it, and we have to try to get rid of it, because we know it's there to just be destructive and destroy people's lives and make things worse in the community versus trying to make them better.
So I know racism might always exist, but I worked in middle schools for a long time, and I just never saw really anything like that. I mean, it seems like kids now are much more accepting than maybe they were portrayed as being a long ago. You work at a college and with a diverse group of people. Do you see that same thing in young people? Do you have the similar hope that I do?
Yeah, I've got hope in our people. I've got hope in people, period. I think we're able to adapt and to adjust to any situations, but we just have to stay focused. And like Dr. Martin Luther King said, you know, if you see injustice, you got to say something about it. Because if it might not be you, the one that's getting treated like that, but eventually it will be you or your brother or your sister. So injustice anywhere, you just have to identify it and try to snuff it out or bring light to it so we can get it out of here, because we just can't tolerate that type of behavior in society and function like we should.
Ron Allen, our guest, also a former standout athlete at Southeast High School in the 60s, went on to play basketball at the University of Arizona. So I wanted to ask you before we let you go, you're a black man in your late 60s, correct?
Right.
And I know you're proud of your heritage. When's the last time you felt uncomfortable because of racism? When did it last infiltrate your life to some degree? When did you feel that, and how often have you felt that in your life?
Well, I'll take you back just a little bit. When I was in middle school, I went to Matheson Junior High School, and it was an all-black middle school. I went to Ingalls Elementary School. They were basically all black. We had all black teachers. Dominantly, all the kids were black. In the ninth grade, I went to Coleman Junior High School, the first year it was built, and it was an all-white school, but we were bused, and I had to go out there. I didn't want to go, but I had to go. So that was my first really uncomfortable position about being around a different culture, and it didn't feel good at that point, because I wanted to be around my friends back at Matheson, where I knew everybody and we all lived in the same neighborhood and that type of thing. But from Coleman, I went to Southeast, which was even tougher than Coleman, because there was just a handful of black at a high school that was about 2,200 students. And they never had a black athlete on their varsity basketball teams. And I was the very first one. And the transition wasn't as easy as somebody might think. You know, you've got kids that's waiting there as juniors, and now they're seniors, and they're looking to play a lot of minutes and start and those kind of things. And then here comes a sophomore in, and he's about as good as any of them, and he's going to consume some of that time. And it became, you know, kind of rumblings in the locker rooms and those type of things, and it was rough, but it worked itself out, you know. It worked itself out, and it became a great experience for me, and I tell you what, I'd do it over again if I had the opportunity. I actually felt what Jackie Robinson and some of those guys went through when they were trying to break into Major League Baseball, how difficult that can be for a black athlete, and you're always by yourself. You don't really have anybody to talk to. during the course of a day or a practice or something like that. You just have to deal with it. And I did that, and it made me a better person, I think. I really learned to respect other people, and that was the key, the respect. If you respect someone, then they're going to respect you back, hopefully. And when that happens, then, you know, the relationship can start to grow from there.
Well, we appreciate your insight and your honesty, and it's good to hear your voice. Thanks for being on with us, Coach Allen.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. I hope in some small way that somebody can take something from this and benefit. And thank you again for creating this dialogue so we can get this thing rolling again.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, Coach Ron Allen. Good guest, good man. Coming up next, Earl Austin Jr., the nephew of Wes Unsell, will hook up with Mr. Austin from his home in St. Louis and talk about the life and times of Wes Unsell, who passed away this morning at the age of 74. Back in a minute. This is The Drive on KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.